proclamation number 5535 dated the November 16th, 1952. Satan's activity. The demon from the underworld tries to slip in everywhere in order to spread hatred and instigate confusion, and he uses every available opportunity offered to him. He stirs up trouble between people, he sows discord and strife, he uses lies and thus deprives people of the peace they need in order to find God. For he, who is God's adversary, wants to prevent this. And his influence may be powerful if people are not on their guard and instantly turn to God once they notice his approach. One thought upwards is already enough in order to offer him resistance, because his power will be broken where God's power is made use of. He detests it when a soul is at peace and tries to interfere with it, because then all other attacks are easier and successful for him. You humans have no idea how hostile he is towards you, how he hates everything that strives towards God and that he will never tire in order to make you fall. He is incapable of achieving anything as long as you live in love. This is why he tries to stifle the love in you first. He tries to inwardly agitate you and to spread poison, to awaken degrading thoughts about your fellow human beings, and keeps stirring where his thought has been kindled in you. He is dangerous in his heartlessness. His hatred causes immense harm, and you must always be on your guard and nip the first unkind feelings in the bud by calling upon Jesus Christ to release you from his control. He fears this call and therefore tries to confuse every clear thought in you. Everything that makes you restless and nervous in the world is his influence in order to confound your thoughts, because then he will find good ground for his evil seed. You humans should always bear in mind that the battle between light and darkness happens all the time, and that this battle is waged in order to gain you. If you therefore consciously take God's side, the adversary will lose, yet on your own your strength you will fail, because he will be stronger than you if you don't make use of God's strength through your call for help. Don't allow yourselves to be disturbed by fellow human beings, by events, by thoughts or experiences. Deal with every restless thought by sending an appeal to God, and peace will return to you, for then you will be able to resist every temptation, because your peace in God is a weapon you can use in order to displace the adversary. Take refuge in the one who is stronger than all tempters together. Offer God's adversary no reason to triumph over you, but always remember that, on your own, you are too weak to offer resistance, but that you can achieve anything with God, who will let no call go unheeded. Amen.